KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, lots of high school tournament wrestling over the weekend. Let's take a look at some of that Saturday action in Central Iowa Saturday. Atlantic Cam wrestling at the Red Owens Holiday Classic at Southeast Polk High School. Atlantic Cam finishing fourth overall with 159.5 points. Southeast Polk was the tournament champion. Brett Maurer of Glenwood had a title at 182 pounds. Atlantic had three second-place finishers. Chase McLaren at 138, Connor Pellet at 152, and Cale Roller at 220. All got to the finals and placed second for Atlantic Cam on Saturday. Also Saturday, the Western Iowa Conference individual tourney held at Avoca saw Logan Magnolia win the tournament with 219 points. Underwood with 203 was second. Missouri Valley, AHSTW, and Riverside, the top five. For Logan Magnolia, they had three champs, Hagen Heistad at 113, Briar Rice at 126, and Gavin McGuire at 132. Underwood had three champions in Weston Allen at 120, Nick Hamilton at 138, and Blake Thompson at 145. Missouri Valley also with three champions, Connor Lang at 152, Nick Haynes at 170, and Aaron Olson at 285. Gabe Pauly of AHSTW, a champion at 182. Riverside got a champ out of Jace Rose at 106, while Tri-Center, they had a champion in Bryson Freeburg at 160. Audubon had two champs Saturday, Luke Masinski at 195 and Dylan Obermeyer at 220 pounds. Also at the Mustang Wrestling Tournament down in Shenandoah, it was the home team winning with 141 points. Maryville was second as Shenandoah picked up championships from Nick Phillips, Zach Harms, Avery Martin, and Tyler Courtier on Saturday. Also at the Al Garrison Duels, Harlan won the championship in the silver group at that tournament on Saturday as the Cyclones picked up wins over Des Moines Hoover, Millard West, Ballard, and Urbandale to go 4-0 on the day. The Tiger Knight Invitational in Carroll saw Westwood with 179 points capture the championship. Carroll was the runner-up, Northwest Webster placing third. Clarinda had a couple of champs, Cole Ridenour at 170 and Crew Howard at 195. Denison's Colton Johnson, also a champ at 138 pounds. Also at the Don Miller Invitational in Fort Dodge Saturday, Lewis Central was 10th overall with 99 points. Caleb Kingery, a 160-pound title for Lewis Central in that meet on Saturday. Also in high school basketball on Saturday, in girls action from the Rolling Valley, it was IKM Manning dumping Exira EHK 61-41. In corner conference play, Essex over Heartland Christian, 41-25. Sydney beat St. Albert, 61-48. Underwood over Fremont Mills in overtime, 43-40. On the boys' side at the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Exira EHK with a 66-50 win over IKM Manning. The corner conference saw Heartland Christian beat Essex, 47-45. Underwood over Fremont Mills, 49-32. Well, Megan Gustafson scored 28 points with 12 rebounds for her 64th career double-double and ninth this season, and that leads number 16 Iowa to an 83-57 win over Northern Iowa Sunday. Gustafson was 11 of 14 shooting. Kathleen Doyle added 13 points and 7 assists, while Tania Davis and Hannah Stewart scored 10 points each for the Hawkeyes, who won their fourth straight, improving to 6-0 at home, 8-2 overall. Iowa shot 53%, made half of their 14 three-point shots and dominated the points in the paint, 44-24. Carly Rucker scored 13. Cynthia Wolfe added 11 for the Panthers as they fall to 5-4, playing without their preseason all-conference forward Megan Moss, UNI's leading rebounder. She was lost for the season with a knee injury suffered in the Panthers' previous game. Just a couple of top 25 men's college basketball teams in action on Sunday. It was number 9 Michigan State beating Green Bay 104-83, while number 24 Houston beat St. Louis 68-64. Iowa pulled away early from UNI and went on to down the Panthers 77-54 in the second game of the Hy-Vee Classic Saturday. The Hawkeyes held Northern Iowa's A.J. Green to only 2 points. He came in averaging around 16. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says they carried out the game plan very well.
You got to bother him. You got to be in his space. You got to make them work. You got to wear them down.
Hawkeye junior Tyler Cook hit the 1,000 career points mark in the second half on his way to his third double-double of the year and 12th of his career. Cook had 17 points and a game-best 13 rebounds along with 5 assists. McCaffrey says Cook has really gotten into the flow of games.
He's playing at a great pace. You know, last year he would get revved up and he'd go too fast and he'd turn it over a few times. He's not making those mistakes. He's really not. If he takes it off the glass and pushes it, his jump stop kick for a three, if he decides to go all the way, he goes at the right time. He doesn't go if there's no space.
It was the second straight victory over an in-state opponent for Iowa after they beat Iowa State. McCaffrey says they'll need to continue to do the things that they've been doing when they return to conference action. Iowa finishes 6-1 in the 7-year history of the Hy-Vee Classic. They're now 8-2 overall and return to action Tuesday, hosting Western Carolina in a non-conference contest. Wyatt Lohouse led UNI with 15 points as they fall to 4-6 with that loss. Iowa State pulled away from a 63-63 tie with a 5:15 to play in the game as they went on to a 77-68 win over Drake in the Hy-Vee Classic finale in Des Moines. Saturday, Drake led by 5 before the Cyclones came back to forge that tie.
I was proud of our guys, the way they finished the game. You know, obviously, hopefully we learned a lot from this game about being engaged for 40 minutes on the defensive end and sharing the ball.
That's Cyclone coach Steve Prohm, who says it's important for his team to stay focused as they head into the holidays.
This is the toughest time. You know, it's easy practicing when you get back from the holidays because you're getting ready for conference, but, you know, you can't have one foot out the door right now, so we got to be dialed in the next couple days and get ready for Eastern Illinois.
Michael Jacobson led Iowa State with 22 points, hitting 3 of 4 three-pointers. Mariel Shayok had 18, Taylen Horton-Tucker had 15, and Nick Weiler-Babb 13. Jacobson played high school ball in Waukee and transferred to ISU from Nebraska and says it was good to play in Des Moines. First-year Drake coach Darren DeVries says he was happy with the effort but not happy with the loss.
You know, we're growing and we're getting better every day, and we're just not quite there yet.
He says while they made some mistakes, he knows they'll learn from them.
But what I love about this group is I know they'll keep working, keep continuing to get better.
DeVries says there's always some extra excitement, a desire to play better against an in-state team, but he says they want that to be the norm. Nick McGlynn led Drake with 19 points. Anthony Murphy had a dozen. Nick Norton added 11 as Iowa State goes to 9-2 with the win. Drake falls to 6-2 on the season. Drake will host SIU Edwardsville tonight. Iowa State is off until December 21st when they play Eastern Illinois. Well, with Noah Fant headed to the NFL and skipping the bowl game, the Iowa Hawkeyes will be thinner at tight end when they play 22nd-ranked Mississippi State in the Outback Bowl. Junior Nate Weeding slides into the backup spot behind T.J. Hawkinson. Weeding appeared in 11 games and has a couple of catches.
Yeah, we're a little thinner now, certainly with Sean Byer being out. So, you know, we'll go with Weeding, and, you know, also got Drew Cook there, and we'll be okay. We'll get there.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz, who says Fant was one of several Hawkeyes that he discussed the possibility of entering the draft with.
The NFL put a really good packet out this year. I think a very good informational packet. So he shared that with those players and shared it with their parents. And, you know, it's an educational process for all of them to go through and gather good information, reliable information from people that really know the draft and can project it and know the draft board this year. But again, you know, it just gets down to a personal decision for the players involved. And, you know, we'll let the process play itself out and see where it all goes.
We'll have that game for you on New Year's Day here on KJAN. Iowa State senior quarterback Kyle Kemp is familiar with the Washington State Air Raid offense the Cyclones will face in the December 28th Alamo Bowl. The Cougars led the Pac-12 in passing offense and total offense, posting a 10-0 record.
I was in the Pac-12 for a bit. I know all about Mike Leach. I have a lot of respect for him. I think he's a phenomenal coach, and you know, I like him a lot as a person, too. But they have a great quarterback as well, have a lot of talent. I'd probably say they're similar to, you know, some of the teams we play in here, but, you know, they're very disciplined, and they had a phenomenal year, too. You know, 10-2 in the Pac-12, that's really hard to do.
After starting the season 1-3, the Cyclones rebounded, winning 7 of their last 8.
Just a resilient group, kind of speaks to our seniors as a whole. We've got a lot of guys that have come over, have overcome a lot of adversity, and the fact that, you know, we go 1-3 and now we end up here, I think it just speaks to our senior class and this team as a whole, and I'd say just our overall culture.
That game coming up again on December 28th. With Central Florida's Josh Heupel, Notre Dame's Brian Kelly, and Alabama's Nick Saban are the finalists for the Associated Press National College Football Coach of the Year. After leading their teams to undefeated regular seasons, the winner will be announced today. Heupel guided number 7 Central Florida to a second consecutive undefeated season at 12-0 and a number 11 ranking. Kelly led the 3rd-ranked Fighting Irish to its first college football playoff appearance at a 12-0 mark. Saban has number 1 Alabama 13-0 and in the CFP playoff for the 5th consecutive season. And in the NFL yesterday, Tennessee beat the New York Giants 17-0, Baltimore over Tampa Bay 20-12, Chicago over Green Bay 24-17, Buffalo beat Detroit 14-13, Minnesota topping Miami 41-17, Cincinnati defeats Oakland 30-16, Atlanta over Arizona 40-14, Indianapolis 23-0 over Dallas, Washington beat Jacksonville 16-13, San Francisco in overtime upset Seattle 26-23, Pittsburgh over New England 17-10, Philadelphia beat the LA Rams 30-23, New Orleans is at Carolina in the Monday night contest. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.